You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Wednesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is April 24th, and I am on the road today, so we will have an even more abbreviated show than usual. But with that being said, let's jump right into it. Last night, we had three games in the NBA playoffs, the first being between the Suns and the Timberwolves in Minnesota. The Timberwolves won this one 105-93 despite a 3-for-12 shooting performance from Anthony Edwards. Jaden McDaniels led the way with 25 points for the T-Wolves, and Conley and Gobert also added 18 apiece. The Suns' big three of Durant, Booker, and Beal just couldn't get it going, and they only combined for 52 points between the three of them. Minnesota now leads the series 2-0, and they will head to Phoenix for Game 3 on Friday. In the second game, we had the Pacers visiting the Bucks, and they controlled this one throughout, winning 125-108. Dame had another good game for the Bucks with 34, but it wasn't enough, as Siakam finished with 37, 11, and 6 for the Pacers as they tied the series at 1 apiece. In the third and final NBA game of the night, we had the Mavericks visiting the Clippers, and this one was a dogfight throughout. The Mavericks ended up squeaking this one out, 96-93, as Luka and Kyrie led the way, combining for 55 points and 12 assists. Kawhi did return for the Clippers in this one, but he only finished with 15 points on 7-for-17 shooting, including 0-for-5 from 3. Paul George and James Harden both added 22 points for the Clippers in the losing effort, as the Mavs tied the series at 1-1, heading back to Dallas for Game 3 on Friday. In the NHL last night, we had four games, starting off with the Rangers and Capitals. The Rangers won this one 4-3 to take a 2-0 series lead. Next up, we had the Panthers and the Lightning, which went to overtime, but the Panthers prevailed with an overtime winner from Carter Verhaeghe. Colorado then beat Winnipeg in the third game of the night to tie that series at 1-1, and the Predators blew out the Canucks 4-1 to tie their series as well. In the MLB, the Diamondbacks beat the Cardinals 14-1 in St. Louis. The Mariners shut out the Rangers in a battle between the top two teams in the AL West. The White Sox finally scored in Minnesota, but it wasn't enough as they lost 6-5 to the Twins. And the Guardians beat the Red Sox for the fourth time already in this young season, improving their record to an MLB best 17-6. Tonight, we will get the Heat visiting the Celtics as they look to avoid a 2-0 series deficit, and the Thunder will host the Pelicans without Zion Williamson in Game 2 of their series. We will also have three games in the NHL as the Bruins and Maple Leafs square off in Toronto, the Stars will host Vegas, and the Oilers will take on the Kings in Edmonton. All of that alongside a full MLB slate, so we should have plenty to talk about tomorrow. But with that, we will wrap up today's Wednesday edition of the Daily Dime. Like I said, this one was going to be a shorter one, but as we get back into the studio, we'll have some more full-length shows for you, especially as we head through the NBA and the NHL playoffs. But as always, thank you for listening, and if you would, please consider subscribing wherever you get your podcast. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. See ya.